Lecture 27, From Jerusalem to Constantinople.
In this lecture, I wish to deal with the question of how did crusading switch from Jerusalem as an objective to, well, the city of Constantinople. Within less than 10 years of the, well, a little more than 10 years of the departure of Richard back for Western Europe, the next great crusade, the Fourth Crusade, ended up in front of the walls of Constantinople on June 26, 1203, and eventually, through a series of complicated political mishaps, mistakes, ambitions of the leadership, seized the Christian capital of the Byzantine Empire, Constantinople, and sacked it. And this is a question that has plagued historians for a long time. I have a separate lecture that's coming up which will deal with all the complexities of that Fourth Crusade. But the change in crusading warfare, the change of objectives that occurred just on the eve of the 13th century, is an issue that raises a lot of questions about crusading, particularly the history of Outremer in the 13th century. And it's also necessary for us to look at some of the complicated politics in the great monarchies of Western Europe, which were behind this decision to have other objectives, Constantinople, Egypt, eventually even French heretics or supposed French heretics in southern France as your main objective rather than Jerusalem. And that's an important shift in crusading warfare and is one of the key changes that leads to the end of the Crusades, or at least as I define the Crusades, as ventures intended to take back the holy places. Well, I think the first thing we have to look at is, again, what was the effect of the Third Crusade on Western Europeans? Just as I discussed in the Second Crusade, there was a certain amount of disillusionment. There's no doubt that comes through from some of the correspondence of especially Pope Innocent III, who took the pontifical throne in 1198. There was concern that after an enormous effort, the sending of the perhaps some of the greatest military forces in the whole 12th century, that the results were really not that impressive. The holy cities were still under Muslim control. There was the satisfaction that in 1193, the Western Europeans learned that Saladin had died, that his brother and Saladin's sons were warring among themselves, and that this so-called Ayyubid sultanate, that is the family of Ayyub, or Jacob would be the Christian equivalent of the name, that is the descendants of the ancestor of the father of Saladin, were fighting among themselves. And that the great sultanate constructed by Saladin was, as it turned out, to be as ephemeral as many of the political orders that we'd seen earlier in the Muslim Near East, that ultimately Raymond III was correct. Saladin's state breaks up, but it's starting to break up after Saladin's death. The other point is that Richard returned and was captured by Leopold of Austria. These were men who were technically fellow crusaders. Richard had insulted Leopold personally, and Leopold then uses the opportunity of seizing Richard while en route in his domain, in Austrian domains, to hold Richard for ransom, and eventually swaps Richard around as the usual prisoner commodity. Well, this was a disgrace. It was a violation of crusading oaths. And furthermore, it flew right in the face of all the papal claims that the property of crusaders, the persons of crusaders, were under the protection of Rome until that crusader made his way home. And this is a real change from what was proclaimed back at Clermont in 1096, and contribute to part of the outrage and part of the concern, especially of Innocent III, but his predecessor, Celestine III, who preached the Third Crusade, that something had to be done to rectify the situation, that a new crusade was immediately needed. I mentioned earlier that there were important lessons learned, the need to go by sea, the necessity of not having so many commanders. That would explain why there would be appeal for the nobles to take charge rather than sending out rival kings. The seizure of Cyprus as a possible option of taking Byzantine territory. But what really was important was the settlement in Palestine imposed by Richard just before he departed. King Guy ended up buying Cyprus, largely because I believe the Hospitallers defaulted on the initial price. He borrowed an enormous amount of money. He got his throne. He got Cyprus. In the meantime, the traditional nobility of Outremer were put in something of a dilemma. Some of them took fiefs in Cyprus, restored their fortunes by relocating.